Hello.
Hey, Bo. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm all right.
Good. Good, good. So, just getting back to you, I know you were pretty busy the last few days.
Yep.
So, are we going to get you set up for first page of Google this morning?
Yeah, I'm
gonna, did you have any?
Yeah. Go ahead and let's do it. I'm gonna give it a little trial there, see what happens.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you. I think it's going to be fantastic. Okay. So I just need to gather a little bit of info. One of my jobs as the lead on your account is making sure that all of your information is accurate. Last thing we want to do is send inaccurate info to Google. So as we go, I'm going to double and sometimes triple check a few things. So let's start with first name. Is Bo, B-O, your given first name, or is it short for something?
Nope, that's my given name.
Awesome, short and sweet. And your last name is Bernard, is that right?
Yep.
Awesome, I got it right. What's a good email address for you, Bo?
It's BeskoConstruction@yahoo.com.
I love it. Short and sweet, too. And easy. You should see some of the goofy email addresses that people give us that you wonder how in the world did they get that to their clients and get them to understand it without sending it in text. All right, Bo, I'm going to send you two emails. We'll just make sure that they make through. Both are just for your records. But the first one is more information on the reporting and analytics area. And I don't remember if we went over it or not, but you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, things like that. And that's more info on that. And then the second one I'm sending you is your exact price and package, so that you've got that in writing as well. And now, something I want you to know too, increased visibility, of course, you're going to get calls from more people, and in some cases it may be salespeople. Just know that we don't ever come back asking you for more money. So if you do get a call from someone saying, I don't know, you need to pay us so that your website does blah, blah, and blah, that's probably a scam. I'd hang up on them if it were me, honestly, because you don't need to pay anything additional for your website to do anything. We've got that covered for you.
All right.
There we go. Grab a couple more links here. Okay. And then did those emails make it to you, Bo?
Hang on one second. Let's see. Gail? Yep.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you. And then company name, I've got Besco, B-E-S-C-O, Construction, LLC. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
And are you at 12022 North Road, Erath, Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. 70533. Ah, I love it when everything is accurate. And no website yet, right? We're building one for you, if I remember right.
Correct.
Yep, that's what I thought. Okay, perfect. Let's see, and I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, too. So the first one is my contact information. You'll talk more with your technician than you will with me on a regular basis. But remember, I'm always here, and please do put my information in your phone. If you get hung up, if you have questions, run into any snags, I don't expect that you will, but just in case you do, know that I'm here and I'm going to do whatever I can help do to help unsnarl anything that gets snarled up along the way. So keep my info. And then the next one I sent over is your customer service contact. That's where you'll reach your technician. You can put them in your phone also. And then another one on its way to you. This one's just an informational link, and it's how our call tracking works. That one's over there. Let's see. All right. Let's go ahead and list out your services. Now, I grabbed up your Angie's Home Advisor. It's got you as tree removal, major grading, and excavation. But I think we can probably find some other words and phrases in there, other things that people search within those categories. But any other major services that you want to be listed for?
Oh, we do everything. Crushed concrete, aggregate.
Wow. Okay. Let me get all of that. Aggregate. Now, let's see. Tree removal. I'm going to say tree trimming. Grading. Can I say what was that?
We do site prep. We do, I feel sand. Pretty much anything. Anything that comes to construction.
Okay. So could I put remodels, additions, new home builds?
No, I'm on the civil part of it. Buildings as far as erection and nothing like that, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Perfect. See a couple of other ways to say. I'm going to also just say dirt work. I know that's our nickname for it, but somebody will search it sooner or later. So grading, could we also say like driveway grading?
Oh, yeah. I did driveway.
Perfect. I'm going to show that to anything else. Oh, go ahead.
Foundation work.
Oh, so would you do, like, the excavation for a stem wall?
Say that again?
Would you do, like, the excavation and the concrete work for, say, a stem wall?
I do it for slabs or, you know, driveways and sidewalks, stuff like that.
Perfect. So I'm going to say slab concrete, head prep, sidewalk. Excellent. That's a good list. Any others that you can think of that you'd really like to be found for?
You have aggregates in there?
I do.
What about crushed concrete?
Got that.
Okay.
Now, do you do, like, concrete stamping or staining, any of that type of concrete finish work?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. You would probably do driveway concrete, too.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, that's great. And if you think of any others, Bo, just let me know. I mean, if you think of anything as we go, but even later on, I mean, even if it's 2 months down the road, you add new equipment or new services, just let us know and we'll get it on your website and work through your programming too so that you're found for any new services that you offer too.
You had, like dozer work or heavy equipment?
Oh, no. But let's put it in there. So what types of things would you do for dozer work?
I mean, we do...
Land clearing.
Land clearing, levees. I mean, I do ponds. I think fish ponds.
Oh, wow.
I have a dirt and sand pit.
Oh, wow. That's awesome that you've got a resource right there. Okay, land clearing, got it. Good, good ones. Okay. And let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this is a call with me and your technician, and first of all, they'll go through quality control, one more check to make sure that I've got all of your information right, and then we'll go over what you want on your website, what you maybe don't want, how to get photos to us. We'll get you your login credentials for your dashboard as well. So, let's see, today is pretty tight. Let's see if we've got anything. So, I like to do this call at your earliest convenience. We block an hour, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of a computer for it. I'm actually gathering all of the links and such that we'll need during your call so that you don't have to be in front of a computer. But I don't like to take your money and then not do that onboarding call at fairly soon, because right after that call is when we get to work on your campaign. So I don't like to let it sit very long. So if you've got any availability, I've got a few openings this afternoon. Otherwise, we can look at tomorrow. Do you have anything this afternoon?
What time?
Let's see. It looks like there's a noon, 1 o'clock, 3 or 4 or 5. I guess today's not as bad as I thought. That's what's open for today. Tomorrow, pretty much every hour on the hour, starting at 9, going through, let's see, 5 looks like the last available.
Let's hit 1 o'clock today.
1 o'clock today, you got it. Grab that appointment, and I'm going to build that calendar appointment real quick, and then I'll send another email off to you.
Cool.
Make sure we get it all in there right. Okay. You got another busy day planned today?
Yeah, they all pretty busy.
Whoops. Wrong email address. There we go. Okay, perfect. So I've got another email on the way to you. The subject line on this one is Local Splash CIE, and it's a calendar invite. So when that one gets there, if you would open it up and hit the yes button for me, that would be great. That'll confirm, and it'll hold our slot this afternoon. Yeah, it'll be this afternoon for you. And while you do that, I'm going to put that in one more spot for our team. Then they know where to be and when to be there. Mm-hmm. There we go. Did that one make it to you?
Not yet.
Okay. Probably, I know our queue has been a little slow. Hopefully, being early morning, it'll get there sooner. So while we wait on that, let's see. Now, you do have a personal Facebook account, right?
I have one. I don't use Facebook much, to be honest with you.
Oh, no worries, no worries. So one of the things that will help you do is, what's that?
Yeah, you said just hit yes on the email.
Please.
Just this.
Great, I got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So from your personal page, we're going to help you set up a business Facebook page. It only takes a couple of minutes. It's super simple. We just need you to set it up and then, acquire the page, and then we'll finish the setup on it. That way, we want to feature you out on Facebook, too, so we'll be able to do that. That'll get you some good exposure, too. And that's already included in your pricing, so nothing changes there. Let's see. And then a couple of optional items for you, Bo. They're already included in our base packages, so there's nothing additional. The first one is we can add payment options to your website. So if you wanted to, you could send people there to pay you. Like if you take PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, any of those. I know you, probably for big jobs, you probably don't use any of those just because of the fees. I think that would be a killer on multi-thousand dollar jobs. But do you do any smaller work that you would want to do that with?
I mean, I have the Square already that that I use. My sports credit card. Normally, I'll just I'll invoice us in checks, or I'll pick up checks, or you know.
Okay, I'm going to put, I don't remember if Square is one of the ones that we support or not, but I'm going to put it in here as a yes. And if we do, then our team will be able to get that on your website. Just another option, you can then send them to your website to make payment. And then the other optional is our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone, and the app itself will have to, it'll come with its own unique number, that's phone number, that's local to you. So what most of our clients use it for is keeping business and personal separate, but on the same cell phone. So, for example, if you wanted to make a business call, you'd go into the app and dial just like you normally would through your phone, and it still goes over your existing cell signal. But it would show on their caller ID as the app's phone number so that your personal cell phone number isn't shown. Couple of other things that it does, too. You can have unlimited people on your account with no extra charge. So, for example, if you've got office staff or even field employees that have contact with clients, but you'd really rather they don't have that employee's personal cell phone number in case you have to let that guy go someday, they can have the app and their own phone number on your account. And then if worse comes to worse and you have to let that person go someday, all you have to do is let us know and we'll cut that line off. And then they would effectively lose access to any of your clients or other employees. Lots of little things that it does. Is that something that interests you at all?
Not really. Not right now.
Okay. Yeah, and it's one of those things that is implementing it. I mean, you've got your phone number already out and about and in your advertising. So, yeah, I hate to see you.
13 years. And I've been using the same number.
I think you probably are all right. You got it handled. And then, Bo, what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
I mean, sometimes we don't stop, but it's, I mean, seven to six would probably be something, you know, good.
Okay. And should we say Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. I always like doing it that way. Then
we were doing some, I'd rather get calls over the week instead of the weekends, you know.
Perfect. Well, and I like listing it that way, the Monday through Friday. That way, you know, if you're in the middle of something with your family, you've got the option not to answer it. And if you're not and you feel like working that Saturday, then you can answer them.
Yep.
And Bo, is your 12022 North Road, is that a home address?
It's both.
It is both, okay. So typically with when you work from home, we don't publish your actual street address. However, if people typically come to your place for business, then we can go ahead and publish it. It's up to you. Either way. Okay.
I'm in the process of building a separate. I'm working out of my house right now, but I'm in the process of putting up a shop. Maybe once that's completed, then we can maybe put it down. But I'd rather not do it now.
Okay, no problem. You got it. So I won't publish it for now. And definitely, anytime when you need to change your address, just let us know. Same thing. And any changes at all, just let us know, and we'll get everything changed throughout your programming.
Yep.
All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and get your subscription set up, and I will get, there it is. Want to get all of your credits in there so we get that rate where it's supposed to be. Playing nice today. I like it when it plays nice. And then next, Bo, let's go ahead and set up your security challenge question and answer. So we do a question and answer system to access your account. That way, if someone ever were to call us and try to pretend to be you, we can offer the challenge question, and of course then they would be able to gain access to your account. So three question options we've got are mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which works for you?
My mother.
Right, and what is her name, please?
T-R-A-H-A-N.
T-R-A-H-A-N.
People say Trahan, but it's Trahan.
Trahan. More the French pronunciation.
Was that?
More the French pronunciation, Trahan. Yep.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense. I know. We Americans slaughter French names so badly. I took French for 4 years. I don't remember much of it anymore, but I do remember how certain sounds are supposed to be pronounced. So it helps sometimes. And then, Bo, on the credit card that you're going to use this morning, does your middle initial or middle name appear at all on that card?
No.
Okay. And then is the company name on the card?
Yes.
Got it. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover this morning?
Amex.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. Just for security reasons, I won't read them back to you, but I should be able to keep up just fine, as long as you don't speed read them to me.
Okay. Tell me, you ready?
I'm ready.
3767.
Okay.
4383 63.
Okay.
81005.
Got it. And the expiration?
327.
That is a good one. My birthday is March 27th. I know this is March 2007, but, or 27, excuse me. And the three-digit security code, I think it's 3.
464 on the back, but they also have some on the front.
I think it's the 464 that we'll want. Let me try that. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send that through. So it's going to be for the $349 for your first month, and then the one-time $99 startup. So today's total will be $448. Okay. And in just a second, I'll have two more emails headed your way. And they should have just left my queue. Just see if they went or if they're sitting.
Yeah, I got invitation. No, that was just earlier.
The one we want is called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And that one looks like it hasn't left yet. Let me try something else. I think I can just send you the link in text. Yes, perfect. I'm going to do that just to short-circuit it. So you will get an email here shortly. It's a copy of your receipt. Because it's being stubborn and it's sitting in my outbound queue, I'm going to text you the very same link that we need to deal with. And what I'll do, Bo, is I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing just to save time because I have to read it to you anyway. So we'll do the typing and then I'll read to you your early morning story. So that link I just sent you in text, if you would go ahead and click on it, and it'll open up a page, it should say something like Terms of Experience.
Yep. Then,
perfect. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll have a checkbox that you're the authorized cardholder, and then it'll want you to type your name just as it appears, capital letters in the right places.
Right.
And did it take you to a login screen?
Confirm signature? Or?
Yes.
Well, let me confirm the signature.
It's fussy about capital letters and punctuation.
Yeah, I have to hit the checkbox.
Oh, that'll do it too.
All right, so it says username and password.
Excellent. So that's where you're going to log into your dashboard area that I mentioned earlier, and we'll get you those login credentials on your call later today. So perfect. That all updated on this end. So the last little tidbit is the voice verification, your morning story.
I don't do anything with that right now.
I'm sorry.
The username and password it brings me to, do I do anything with that now?
No, nope. You can save that page if you'd like to. That's where you'll log into your dashboard, but you'll get that link again this afternoon too.
Okay.
So next is the voice verification, which is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners because we're locking you in at a discounted rate. And it's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. And so as I'm walking you through, Bo, if there's anything you don't understand, just stop me and ask, and I can clarify. It's not so formal that we can't chime in the middle of it. So that's okay. And there are a couple of spots where I'll prompt you for, like, company name and such. And if you're ready, I'll go ahead.
Yep.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance and outlines your service subscription with Local Splash. It is also added to your file as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Besco Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Bo Bernard, owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash regarding your account?
I didn't get all that. I'm sorry.
Oh, so we'll ask you for information, especially early on when we're getting your Google Business Profile set up and such. It's just asking, will you be responsive within 24 business hours when we reach out for information?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Explain that one, too.
So if you decide to go out there and start doing TikTok videos for business, just let us know so we can include that in your programming and any other, you know, whatever tomorrow's social media might be. Just anything else you do online in the way of marketing so that we can work it into your programming.
Yeah, you probably don't have to worry about that with me.
No. All right. Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, January 12th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time only setup charge of $99. Going forward, beginning on February 12th, 2023, your recurring charge will be a flat $349. This is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 12th of each month in the amount of $349. You may pause or discontinue for any reason by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. We are all set, Bo. Congratulations and welcome aboard.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any questions for me before I let you back to your day?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, if you think of any, hang on to them and you can ask me this afternoon. Super, super. And I will do my very best. I try to be on that call with your technician, but in the event I'm in the phone call and can't get out, they will go ahead and call you in my absence. Okay.
No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you this afternoon then. Thank you, Bo.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.